Hey guys, what's up? It's Hybrid Herbroom back with another video and podcast. Jesus Christ, I really need to fix this. Anyway, we are back again with rework. We are continuing on the series until I finish this book. And even when I finish it, I haven't done a lot of the first chapters mainly for you guys, which I already read. So maybe I'll look into that, or maybe I'll just read another book that I find on Kindle or whatever. So right now the chapter today is everyone on the front lines. Put everyone on the front lines. In the restaurant business, there's a world of distance between working in the kitchen and dealing with the customers. Cooking schools and smart restaurants know it's important for both sides to understand and empathize with each other. That's why they often have chefs who work out as waiters for a stretch. That way, the kitchen staff can interact with the customers and see what actually is like on the front lines. All companies have a similar front of house / back of house split. The people make the product work in the kitchen, while support handles the customers. Unfortunately, this means that the product chef never directly hear what the customers are saying. Too bad. Listening to customers is the best way to get in tune with the product's strengths and weaknesses. Think about a children's game telephone. There are 10 kids sitting in a circle. A message is getting whispered from one child to another, and by the time it gets all the way around, the message is completely disordered, to the point where it's actually hilarious. The sentence that makes sense at first comes out at the other end as macaroni compatible knows the future. What? And the more people you have in a circle, the more distorted the message gets. The same thing about your company. The more people you have between your customers and people doing the work, the more likely that it is that the message will get lost or distorted along the way. Everyone on your team should be connected to your customers. Maybe not every day, but at least a few times throughout the year. That's the only way your team is going to feel the hurt your customers experience. It's feeling the hurt that really motivates people to fix a problem. And on the flip side, it is true. The joy of happy of customers or ones who have a problem solved can also be really wildly motivating. So don't protect the people doing the form of the customer's feedback. No one should be shielded from the direct criticism. Maybe you think you don't have the time to interact with your customers. Then make time. Chrysler's founder Craig Newmark still answers support emails today, often within a few minutes. He also deletes racist comments from his site, the site's discussion board, predecessor's New York City relators, who post apartments for rent that don't exist. If he devote this kind of attention to customers, you can too. That's it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Smash a like. I also have a YouTube. I have a Twitch. I have an Instagram. All of them are Hybrid Herbroom to make it simpler for you. That's me slamming my book on my desk. And it's been Hybrid Herbroom. I'll catch you all later. Go sub to my YouTube specifically. We're on the road to 50 subscribers, and that's our goal, and that's what we need to hit. Thank you guys for watching, listening. I'll see you all later. Goodbye.